There are many Muslims on whose face the beard will suit very well if they have a good growth. There are many Muslims on whose face the beard may not suit. I remember the first time when I kept a beard, when I was studying the medical college, and my growth was very sparse. Even now, it's not thick, it is the same, but previously it was more sparse, you know, just a few hair here and there. So when I started keeping a beard, one of our Muslim brothers said, "Mashallah, you have a Nurani chehra. The beard has thrown light on your face and the beard suits you." What the Muslim brother was trying to do was to encourage me that I should continue keeping the beard, alhamdulillah. But I knew that as far as looks is concerned, the beard did not suit me. You know, just few hairs here and few hairs here and a few hairs there. It didn't suit me. Even now, after so many years, it has grown a bit, alhamdulillah. But not like many of us people who have got a good growth, alhamdulillah. I had a sparse growth. But I have a logic, and I say that those Muslims who have a good growth, and if the beard suits them and they keep the beard, inshallah, they will get the sawab because they're obeying Allah and His Messenger. But those Muslims who don't have a good growth, and if the beard doesn't suit them, and yet if they keep the beard to follow Allah and His Rasul, inshallah, they will get more sawab. Because imagine, even though the beard doesn't suit me, if the beard doesn't suit a Muslim, yet he keeps for the love of Allah and His Rasul, I consider that inshallah, he will get more sawab. All those who keep the beard will get the sawab, but the person on whom the beard doesn't suit, and yet he keeps it, knowing very well it doesn't suit him, for the love of Allah and His Rasul, he will get multiple times more sawab. Normally, if you analyze that all the human beings who keep a beard, if you take a survey, approximately more than 3/4 of the men who sport a beard, they are Muslims. More than 75% of the men who sport a beard, they are Muslims. Maybe about 25% may be non-Muslims. But those non-Muslims who sport a beard, they may have a typical type of beard, you know, with the mustache curled up, so you can make out that he's not a Muslim. Or may have a particular type of beard resembling some other personality, indicating that this is not an Islamic type of beard. Or he may wear an additional sign, like a tikka worn by the Hindus, or wear a cross, the sign of the Christians. So most of the time, when the non-Muslim, when they keep a beard, depending upon the type of the beard or the sign that they're wearing, a cross or a tikka, you can identify that though this person has a beard, he is a non-Muslim. So when you meet a person sporting a beard, majority of the time, more than 95% of the time, you can identify whether this person is a Muslim or not.